When I went back to Chicago in 1952, I was trying to put together two parts of sociology in my own stumbling way. One was this tradition of pragmatism, which was the social psychological side of that Chicago tradition. And the other was the more sociological one, which in those days they called social organization, and now they would call it probably social structure. And I tried to put those together in Mirrors and Masks.
Mm.
And what I found in Chicago was a bunch of people who were doing mostly field studies, but also interview studies of occupations and professions. And they were inspired by Everett Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, who at that time was very well known for studies of industrial relations and work occupations. Mm-hmm. And he trained a lot of very good people, like Freitz, and I don't know if you know these names, but Freitz and Becker, I guess Gusfield. He didn't train me because I was a faculty member, but I knew all these people at Goffman. And then I started to do studies. I did a study of art students and young artists using this general style.